came from amoeba. That's funny.
Go on.
You believe that we came from monkeys and apes. That's funny.
Go on.
You believe that we came from rock billion years ago. That's funny.
No, you believe that. I don't believe that.
No, science says that. You believe in science.
No, that's what you believe. It's not what I believe.
No, that's what science says.
What did God make Adam out of?
I'm sorry.
What did God make Adam out of?
Out of dust.
Yeah, and what is dust?
Non-living thing.
Yeah, what does dust come from?
Like scientifically? What do you mean?
Just like literally, matter-of-factly, dust is pulverized, microscopic, what? I'll give you the answer. Rocks.
I don't know the technical term of dust.
Dust is pulverized rocks. So you believe that we came from rocks. I don't believe that.
Not in a way that you do believe, but we have a creator who designed us.
Tyler?
No, I mean, we have a creator that designed Tyler? Us.
Are you talking about Tyler?
Tyler? No, I'm talking about God of Christianity, God of the Bible, God of the Old Testament.
His name isn't Tyler.
I don't understand what's your arguing.
That's because you're kind of dumb, I think.
And you haven't explained evolution.
And I haven't been asked to.
Yeah, I want you to explain how come we come from apes and monkeys? How is it possible that there are still monkeys and apes?
Because evolution.
So you're believing that those monkeys in the zoo will become human in the future?
No, because evolution.
I don't understand.
Because evolution made it the way that it is because evolution. What's your alternative explanation?
Of course, creation. Your eyes is in your head because of creation.
Why are eyes in my head?
Because it's designed. It's perfect.
Why is that?
For you to be able to have a good, good sightings or, you know.
Yeah. Why do I have a good sightings?
For you to be able to have a good view of your surrounding.
And why do we
because
have
if
that?
It's on your, if it's on your back, then I don't know how fun is that. You haven't explained evolution. I think you can't.
No, life is the way it is because evolution.
Can you explain to me abiogenesis?
Evolution did it that way. Because if it didn't, then there wouldn't be life.
And you have not... There's no scientist that created abiogenesis in the laboratory.
No, because evolution did it, not scientists.
I don't know. I mean, I think you're trolling.
Well, I think that when somebody simply invokes something, like because God did it, or because we have a creator, I think that that's a worthless non-answer. So I'm giving you worthless non-answers. But my answers are actually better because we know that something like evolution happens, whereas we don't know that magic is real.
We don't have evidence that evolution occurred.
Yeah, we have literally nothing variation. But evidence. Yep, that's
there
evolution.
There is variation.
There you go. There's evolution. Variation just is not proved it.
Variation is not an evolution.
Yes, it is. Definitionally, that's evolution. Change over time.
Yeah, but change over time is not
an evolution.
Yes, so
you agree. We have evidence of evolution.
You cannot, even if dinosaur changes from time to time, you cannot make a chicken out of it.
Yeah, nobody ever made a evolution didn't make a chicken out of a dinosaur.
But science claiming chickens came from dinosaurs.
Nope. Do you have?
No, they claim it.
Do you have grandparents?
I do, of course.
So when did you when did you slither out of your grandma's lodge? When did that happen? When it happened, you say I'm a snake, or did you just fly out of that cannon, that very loose cannon? Was it like throwing a hot dog down a hallway, or dropping a toothpick in a volcano?
Do you know how to argue or defend your banner?
I know exactly how to throw back your idiocy back at you and make you realize how stupid it is, because I've been doing this for a long time. So dinosaurs didn't turn into chickens, but dinosaurs are the ancestors of chickens. Just like you have a grandma, right? When did you slither out of your grandma's lodge? Could you answer the question?
Of course I don't. I came from my parents.
Oh, okay. So you don't come from your grandparents then. Okay.
Not directly, indirectly.
Oh, so now you understand how evolution works. Thank you.
That's not how evolution works.
Yes,
it is. It's reproduction. It's sexual reproduction. It's a false analogy.
No. Because I'm pretty sure your grandparents boned, and that's where one of your parents came from.
We do have evidence.
And that's where you came from. So sexual reproduction is where you came from, and it's where life comes from. Not all life, obviously.
God made that process, sexual reproduction.
Prove it.
Yes, it says in the Bible God created man in his own image. And yeah, the creation of Adam and Eve.
And then he brought forth all these animals for Adam to fuck, but Adam didn't like any of them, so then he created Eve.
No, there's no verse in the Bible saying that.
Yes, it's in Genesis 2, I think. God brings forth all the animals for Adam, but he doesn't like the feel of any of them, so then God's like, all right, I'll make something from a piece
of
you,
but it's not a sexual emotion. It's not a sexual emotion.
No, yeah, they were totally banging.
No, there's no verse.
No, that's what it says.
You're adding context. That's not wrong.
No, I'm just understanding the context in which it was written by a bunch of, you know, a bunch of freaky people.
The Bible is scientifically accurate. If you
That's literally false. I mean, it says the earth was created before the sun. So.
No, it says on Job that the universe is expanding. There's a verse in Job. I cannot remember the exact verse. It says the universe expands like a curtain.
So curtains don't expand. I don't know if you just didn't know that, but the universe is also not a curtain. So this is just completely false. I don't really know what to tell you. But it also says, for example, that the sun was, or the earth was created before the sun. That shit ain't happened, fam. What else? It says it says that you can carve sticks so that they have stripes on them and then put them into the troughs of animals where they get their water from. And then that will make animals with stripes. That's obviously false.
If the Bible is not true, how do you explain the discovery of Temple of Jericho? Can you explain that? You can't.
If Spider-Man's not true, how do you explain the existence of New York City? You can't.
I can, because we know that Superman is just comic book.
Well, I said Spider-Man, so get wrecked, nerd.
Spider-Man, sorry. No, I mean Spider-Man is just a comic book.
Excuse me, what I told you to do was get wrecked? Thank you.
What? No, I mean your argument says that Spider-Man,
my argument is your argument, actually. Oh, if something in a story exists, then the entire story is true.
Because the Bible says so, and the Bible is a historical document. Spider-Man
the Bible,
is not a historical
the Bible
document.
Set, yes, it is. It talks about New York City. You reject the existence of New York City?
No, we know it's a comic book. Don't fool me. We know.
New York
Don't
City
fool the
is a comic book?
No, I'm not saying New York City is a comic book. It's a geographical location.
Uh-huh. So do you have any evidence that Spider-Man doesn't exist?
We know it. We know it's written by, I think...
Yeah, do you have any evidence that Spider-Man doesn't exist? Yeah, I'm aware that
yes.
Stan Lee received the inspired word of Spider-Man and documented these
no.
historical claims. I'm aware
Stan
of
Lee.
That. I'm aware of that. That's what did I say?
No, Stan Lee did not receive any revelation.
Yes, he did, and I know that because the comic books say so. So, do you have any evidence that Spider-Man did not exist?
No, because we
no,
know
you
it's
don't
a comic
have any
book.
Evidence. Okay, so thank you. Thank you for admitting that you are dishonest for saying that he doesn't exist despite having zero evidence that Spider-Man does not exist.
Again, you're moving the goalposts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking
nope.
about the historical Temple of Jericho. I'm talking about Pontius Pilate. I'm talking about Caiaphas. I'm talking about the tomb of Jesus. All of those things are historical fact.
Literally false.
You don't believe that Pontius Pilate existed?
No, I do, but we have no idea where Jesus' tomb is, and the claim that he had a tomb is really stupid.
No, it's in Jerusalem. It's in Jerusalem. It's already been discovered.
There's also proof of Exodus with burials. Okay, that was
there's
one moment. So anyways, insurrectionists did not get burials. They were left on crosses to decompose.
How can you explain the discovery of chariot and wheels and soldiers under the Red Sea?
That didn't happen. Ron Wyatt is a documented known fraud. So you take your archaeological evidence from nurses from Texas. That's what you do?
So it's a genetic fallacy because it came from a nurse. It cannot be true. So you're committing a genetic fallacy here?
That's not a genetic fallacy. So...
You're dismissing a Norris just because it's a claim of a Norris?
I don't know who Norris is. The guy's name is Ron Wyatt. And he was a nurse from Texas who was known to fabricate things. And he never once produced a single physical example of anything he ever claimed to discover, not even a photograph.
The Noah's Ark is in Turkey right now. You can visit there.
Where's
you can go there.
Where's Turkey? Where is that? That sounds
yeah,
like a place Miley Cyrus would go.
Yeah, it's Turkey.
Oh.
It's in Turkey.
Turkey, okay.
You have not, like, you're not aware of that? Like, it's
nobody
in
is
the
aware
social
of
media.
That. There are gullible idiots who fall for things, but they're not aware of it because... I don't know. Now this is a philosophical debate. Can you be aware of something that isn't true? Well, you can believe it, but eh.
Dude, it's a shape of a boat. You can literally
wow.
see the boat.
Wow.
The imprint of the boat there.
Wow. So you saw a low-resolution picture of some sort of unknown structure, and you just happen to know that it's a boat that was never built by a person that
it
never
was
existed.
Verified
wow.
by archaeologists, geologists,
literally no, it
anthropologists.
Hasn't been. Give one source.
Bart Ehrman proves that it's you know the Noah's Ark is in the Turkey.
Bart Ehrman? No, he's never said that.
No, Bart Ehrman is an archaeologist. You know that.
Bart Ehrman
you don't know
is not
Bart Ehrman.
An archaeologist. He's, I don't know if you'd call him a historian, but he's a New Testament scholar. So, look, kid, it was kind of fun. Like, I know you're a troll, so, but it's not really all that entertaining anymore. So, do you have any final thoughts?
I hope you're born in hell.
Okay.